1 hour left. Hope you're having a good evening. 339-1140, 800-920-1140. Michael Bush of the Raiders will be on with me very shortly. Tell you what a good week it's been for NFL guests. We had Aaron Rodgers on a day ago. We had, of course, Hugh Jackson each and every Tuesday. And always good to talk to Brian Baldinger, Charles Davis on. We cover the NFL from top to bottom right here each and every day. I'll tell you, I love it. Love having NFL talk. Oh, that's right. Willie Rofe, who will be in the NFL Hall of Fame, is going to be on with me Friday down from Anaheim. We got Solomon Wilcots. We got Paul Allen, who I'm sure will tell me that the Vikings will beat the Raiders by 8 touchdowns on Sunday. So Paul Allen, by the way, is the voice of the Minnesota Vikings. Remember him? I thought so. All right. Oh, yeah, we got Carlos Rogers from the Niners, who had 2 interceptions on Sunday. So it's all good. We cover there both the Raiders and the 49ers. Love to have the players on. And, oh, and Tom Brenneman, that's right, who will be calling the game with Arizona and San Francisco. That's right. We got it all. Are we going to be able to fit all these people on? I mean, it's already Wednesday. We have enough time, Jody, to fit everybody
that's
on?
All Friday from Disneyland.
It's all Friday. We're going to be doing the show from Disneyland on Friday. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to see if I can go on rides in between guests. Like if I have like a 5-minute segment, I'm going to sprint and see if I can get on a ride and then come back and get to the next segment on time. What do you think, Jody?
If not, do I have to fill until you get
no,
back
we
off
will,
the cheek?
I would never do that to my audience, have you fill in for me if I'm late getting back from a ride. That is not happening, no.
I could do some play-by-play of you whirling around on the teacups.
No, not happening. Not happening. Not happening.
You can ride the ride while Willie Rofe is actually going to be with you in person.
Oh, Willie Rofe's going to be with me. All right. I think, I'll tell you, you think Willie and I could fit on a roller coaster? You know, I mean, I don't think so. How big's Willie these days?
He's well over 3 bills.
I mean, Willie was a left tackle and one of the very best of all time. I would think that, you know, he's got to be I don't think he probably lost weight since he played, but I'll see. I'll let you know.
I'll send you a picture.
Well, that's right. Well, I love Willie. I've had Willie on before. He's great. I really have always respected Willie Rofe. Really one of the best tackles to ever play in the National Football League. All right, while we wait, while we wait for Michael Bush, we get to Steve in Sacramento. Hi, Steve.
Hi, Grant. I am just ecstatic and stunned about this amazing turnaround that the 49ers are experiencing right now. And I was just wondering if you have any insight onto, from a mechanical or football sense, what's going on? What do you attribute this to? I know Jim Harbaugh is an incredible coach, and all you seem to hear about is the cliches about what a great motivator he is and stuff. And I know that's good, but what's going on over there just from a coaching standpoint to bring about this incredible, stunning turnaround?
Well, if you look at the talent, it's pretty much the same as last year with a couple of differences here and there. So you got to look right at the head man there, and that's Jim Harbaugh. And I thought their season turned around in the second half at Philadelphia in week number 4. I thought that was the turning point to their season. They open up with they didn't look good in the first week against Seattle. They lost in overtime to Dallas. Then they won an ugly, ugly, ugly field goal, low-scoring game in Cincinnati. And they're down big at Philly, and they come back and beat Philadelphia. And to me, the comeback in the second half of Philadelphia was the turning point of the year for this team. I think that's where they started to believe that they could win, and I think that that really catapulted them to where they are now.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot, Grant.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye. All right. Let's get to Gilbert in Sacramento. Hi, Gilbert.
Hey, Grant. How you doing?
Okay, Gilbert, what's up?
Oh, I just want to talk about those New York football Giants, what you thought of their chances of going all the way. I think the receivers are getting healthy.
All the way to the what? The Super Bowl? No, they have no chance. They have no chance. Their defense isn't good enough. They're not going to be able to. Their offense is excellent. Defense is not good enough. Their front four is great. I mean, they get pass rush. They're very good. Their linebackers are very weak. They got 2 rookies starting. Michael Boley's hurt now, so they're going to have 3 rookies starting. Their secondary is not good enough against the pass. And so, no, they are not good enough to go to the Super Bowl. They're not.
I disagree, Grant. I think their defense is coming around. Eli's great, and the receivers are getting healthy.
Well, yeah, that's fine and dandy. Their offense is excellent. There's no question about it. And Eli is having a great year, and the receivers, but their defense is not good enough. All right, they're just not. They're not good enough. And I don't think, and they're not, and they're going to be on the road if they do make the playoffs. And I don't like the way their defense plays against the pass. So if you're asking me, as somebody that watches every game they play, I don't think that they're good enough to go all the way.
Watching them, I feel like Eli's the man. I think he can take them.
Yeah, but Eli doesn't play defense. He plays quarterback. Thanks for the call. All right, a guy that does play offense, and boy, what a week he had. He's actually having an excellent season. Michael Bush of the Raiders, and he was the AFC Offensive Player of the Week. 157 yards, a touchdown. He carried the ball 30 times, and I'll tell you, the last three games, he's averaging over 5 yards a carry. Michael Bush with us here on The Fan. Michael, this is Grant Napier. Good to talk to you again. How are you?
Pretty good. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Take me back to Thursday, a short week going in there, and it seemed to me that on the very first series of the game, you and your team were able to establish the run, and unlike the previous 2 weeks, I like the fact that your team didn't go away from that. I mean, how much is 30 carries too much? Do you like that? Is that a good workload for you? I mean, tell me how you felt after that game.
I felt pretty sore, but 30 carries, I mean, if that's what it takes, then I told Coach he could have gave me 40. But, you know, as long as we got a win, that was good. You know, the reason we didn't get to stick to the run, you know, the previous two games, was, I think because we kind of got behind and put ourselves in the hole. And, you know, when you come out, you know, we try to, you know, to win the game, you know, we just start trying to throw the ball more.
Michael, the question mark, or one of the question marks coming into the season, was the offensive line. You run behind them. You see them every day in practice. I mean, they've really gelled. They're playing very well. You got a couple of young players on the line, including Stefan Wisniewski. But, I mean, how impressed have you been with the job they've done throughout the first half of the season?
The O-line, they're doing a great job. You know, that's a big reason why I had those 157 yards. You know, they protection-wise, we haven't gave up that many sacks this year compared to last year. We haven't had a lot of false start penalties and things like that, you know, game changes. And by them doing that and just, you know, they communicate a whole lot with the backs, the quarterback and everything. So, they're doing a great job this year.
Michael, when you came out of college, you had that knee injury. It set you back, and you kind of been waiting, haven't you? You've been waiting for your turn. Maybe your turn's not even the proper analogy to use, but you kind of been waiting and waiting and waiting. I mean, to be named the AFC Offensive Player of the Week, I mean, could you just talk about that honor and how you feel about that?
It feels good. I mean, it's letting me know, you know, my hard work and effort is not, you know, going unnoticed. Yeah, but coming out breaking my leg, you know, and you saying waiting, you know, that's just basically I had to, you know, have patience, you know, with the injury to let that heal and everything. And then coming to the Raiders and, you know, playing behind guys, you know, the same thing is having me from breaking my leg is teaching me to be even more patient, you know, with what's going on here. But, you know, having, you know, multiple backs like we have out here is a good problem to have, so it's nothing to complain about, really.
You talk about multiple backs. I know you're good friends with Darren McFadden. I mean, you guys kind of help each other, I would think, when you're injured. He's been hurt, and he's going through a tough time. How are his spirits, and can you talk about that relationship? Because you guys compete to have the ball when you're both healthy. How does that dynamic work?
Oh, it's fine. You know, he knows that, you know, I'm pushing him, and he's pushing me. You know, we want to type of guys. We're very similar in personality wise, you know. We want each other to do, you know, good. You know, he's confident in himself and his game, and I'm very confident in myself and my game. So people find it weird that, you know, they see us hanging out. Oh, what are the two running backs hanging out? Aren't you trying to, you know, fight for the same position? But it's not like that. But, you know, we push each other, and whatever it takes to make the team better, I think we'll do that.
We're talking with Michael Bush right here on The Fan. They are getting ready to take on the Minnesota Vikings coming up on Sunday. Talk to me about, you know, when you run to the left side, you got a guy over there by the name of Jared Allen. I'm sure, I know that Carson Palmer is going to be looking to see where Jared Allen is lined up. What do you think of Jared Allen as a run stopper? I mean, he's one of the best in the business at his position, isn't he?
Oh, yeah, he's a workhorse. But, you know, just not only him, though, his the other guy on his other side, the other DN.
Yep.
I think he's just as much as a monster as Jared is. So, you know, that whole front is good in the middle. They got Williams there, so he's a force on the inside. And their linebackers, which I think are brothers, you know, they play hard and flat to the ball. And so, you know, they're number, I guess, five teams stopping the run. You know, I've been reading on them, doing some work, like they hold teams to 94 yards. So this is going to be a tough, you know, game, you know, this week as far as running.
We're talking with Michael Bush of the Raiders right here on The Fan. Carson Palmer, he had an incredible game against San Diego. You watch him every day in practice. I mean, can you talk about how, you know, the progression from when he first had the number one practice in the middle of that week after the loss to Kansas City, and how he's done, and just can you talk about, you know, his development and how impressed you've been with him?
Oh, very impressed. He just, you know, I've never been around, you know, a quarterback, you know, with his stature. Like, he just, he knows it. He just, you know, he came right in off the street and picked up, you know, the offense, what we're trying to do. You know, he has struggled calling plays and whatnot, but, you know, other than that, he knows where the ball needs to go. He knows when he has to get it out of his hand. He communicates with the receivers. You know, he stays out there and works. You know, when we had the bye week, a lot of guys stayed out here, you know, to throw routes with him and, you know, get the timing down and do things like that. So he's great.
Talk to me about Hugh Jackson. This is the second year he's been with the team, the first year as a head coach. I get a chance to speak to him each and every Tuesday, and the first thing that just comes to my mind is how passionate he is about what he's doing. What's it like to play for Hugh?
He's a high-energy guy. You know, he makes it fun because you never know what he's going to say. You know, he does the trash talking, you know, to the offense and the defense, and, you know, he tries to make it fun out there for us, you know, but he also, you know, letting us know that whatever we want, it's not going to be easy, and you got to go fight for what you want. So, you know, it's been fun, you know, playing with Coach Jackson.
Now, tell me about the film session when he's got that red laser light, man. I mean, you know, and he calls out people. You don't want that light shining on you in a meeting, do you?
No, you really don't. He does it after games. I actually had that light signed on me, you know, this past weekend. I, you know, messed up on an assignment and cost us a turnover. And that's something that, you know, that didn't sit well with me, and I know I'll never have that be in that position again.
Well, Michael Bush joining us. Michael, the one thing about where you guys are at right now, you can't afford a slip-up right now. I mean, it's a tight race. Certainly, you know, we know that Kansas City's going to have trouble because of the quarterback injury. Who knows about Denver? I mean, they just beat you a couple of weeks ago, and San Diego's lost four in a row, and they're playing at Chicago. But with that said, I mean, you guys, the nice thing is you guys really, truly do control your own destiny right now. It's up to you. If you guys continue to win and play well, you're going to be fine.
Yeah, I agree with you. You know, getting the first place, you know, is hard, but having to stay in first place is going to be harder. So that's one thing that, you know, we as a group and as a team have to, you know, decide if we want to go to the playoffs, we want to change, you know, the way the past Raiders have been and, you know, get some excitement going on around. We need to just play hard every weekend, you know our assignments, and just keep pushing and pressing and digging, you know, to keep those wins coming in.
You know, you talked about, you know, 30 carries. So you played on Thursday. I'm just curious, at what point was it over the weekend or even this week where you started feeling good? I mean, you take that type of pounding, and we watch it on TV, and I don't think the fans realize truly how physical it is when you're down on the field. But, at, you know, 30 carries Thursday, when did you start feeling like somewhat normal again?
I'm almost there, but it usually takes, you know, from that, if we're playing on a Sunday, it usually takes from basically Sunday to that Sunday morning.
Wow.
You know, to get back right, you know, from the pounding and the, you know, the running and all that stuff. So, you know, right now I'm in stages of doing it, but I'm doing whatever I can, you know, to get soaking in the Epsom salt, taking, you know, cold bath in the cold tub, getting massages and those things like that. So you just got to stay on top of it. It's very physical, I'll tell you that.
Is there anything worse than getting in to a cold tub? Seriously, I mean, you know what, honestly, as an athlete, when you know you got to get in there, and a lot of times it's got the slush in there and stuff to make it real cold, is there anything worse than that as an athlete?
I don't think so. You know, it's one of those, you got to be very strong-minded.
So, yeah.
You get in there, and after the initial shock, about 45 minutes to a minute, everything kind of goes numb, you should be okay.
Wow, man, I'll tell you, that's frightening stuff. We're talking with Michael Bush of the Raiders right here on The Fan. Michael, before I let you go, running back, and for the fans that watch, what is the most difficult thing about being a running back in the NFL? Because, you know, a lot of people think, well, gee, you just run, but you also block a lot. You got to pick up blitzes if you're staying in. You know, you got to catch the ball coming out of the backfield. What's the hardest thing about being a running back in the NFL?
The hardest thing I would say is, you know, you kind of like an offensive lineman, kind of. Like, you have to learn your protection schemes, you know, to protect your quarterback, you know, picking up blitzes and recognizing defenses as well. Because you got to get out on your pass route. You got to know who's coming, you know, certain if you're hot, you know, if in the backfield, if you got a route, you know, just knowing where you need to line up because, you know, different formations and different things like that. So just getting on it, basically all of it, there's nothing easy about it. But, you know, I want to say the protection schemes and know who you have and who's blitzing, you know, to help the quarterback, you know, stay off the ground is one of the hardest things.
Is it harder to pick up a blitzing linebacker, or is it harder to play a good round of golf?
As a matter of fact, I'm watching the President Cup right now. I think it's hard. I think it's harder to play a good round of golf.
Yeah, you like the game, don't you? You play. You're into it, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, I picked it up this offseason. I've just been going crazy at it. But unfortunately, you know, we're in the season, and, you know, them shoulders from all the banging is kind of a little sore, so I haven't been playing in a while. So
I hear you.
But I want to see the, you know, kind of thighs down.
Well, listen, I enjoyed having you come on. We wish you the very best the rest of the way. It's been fun watching you. You've been really a guy that, and I mean this, you've really persevered. You've waited and you've waited. You've had some setbacks, and it's great to see you out there running the way you can, and I appreciate you coming on the program.
All right, thank you for having me.
All right, that's Michael Bush of the Raiders. And we'll come back. Two segments left here on 1140 The Fan.